The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. I wonder if anybody here can acknowledge to oneself that he or she is like Martha. No? How many of us here worry too much or anxious about too many things? The problem with Martha is that not because she wasn't doing anything bad, she was doing something good, right? I mean, let's face it. I mean, for me, if you feed me, that's good for me, you know? So here she was, preparing food for Jesus. What's wrong with that? And seemingly, again, for those who are result-oriented, remember this, result-oriented, Mary wasn't doing anything. You know what I mean? Those who like results, more money, more accomplishments, more titles, more of anything and everything. So Mary wasn't doing anything. She was just sitting down while Martha was active. What's wrong with that? See, the thing about that is this. Let's go back to the first reading. In the first reading, Abraham welcomes strangers. Why? Part of the culture in the Middle East at that time, and I have to say, even in the Philippines, is when there are situations wherein there is a stranger in front of your house, and you think they're hungry or they are travelers, it's okay, acceptable, expected to welcome them. When I came here in the States for the first time, and there was this parish feast day, what I missed was people inviting me to eat. Or people, you walk in the streets and you see houses preparing a lot of food and inviting anybody and everybody to come inside and eat their food. It was acceptable, it was expected, it was normal. Why? Because the attitude was, when you welcome a stranger that will not be able to pay you back, it is welcoming God into their home, into their abode. So people really spend money feeding a total stranger that is unable to give back whatever goodness you have done. So here was Abraham doing that in the first reading, welcoming strangers. It turned out to be what? The strangers were what? Angels. There were angels sent by God to tell Abraham that after a year, his wife Sarah, in her old age, will bear a son. That's the idea there. You never know if it was God through his angels coming, going inside your home. So here was Martha, as expected, feeding Jesus. But if only she realized Jesus was God himself, she would not have bothered about feeding him. She would have just seated there and listened to him. That's why Mary got it. Mary treasured every word, every moment that she had with Jesus. She did not lose focus on Jesus. Not that Martha did something wrong, but she didn't realize that her attention was no longer about receiving God. Rather, she was doing something expected. So, my dear friends, all of us here, we have to be careful. Please, be careful not to lose focus on Jesus. No? Please. It is so tempting, so easy to lose one's focus on Jesus. Remember what happened to Peter. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water. There was wind and high waves. But while he was still focused on Jesus, what happened? He was able to what? Walk on water. But when he allowed the winds and the waves affect him, bang, he sank down. What did Christ say? Oh, man of little faith, why did you doubt? No? Let's face it, Christ said, if you love your mother, your father more than me, you are not worthy of me. See, even that, even human relations, if you allow worries about them, and then you started doubting God's presence just because your family is a mess, and you start doubting God and say, Lord, why is it I pray every day and my family is a mess? Why do you blame God in the first place? See, that's the problem. Why do we always blame God for the mess we create? Typical, for example, even in this church, this is the Eucharist, the Word of God. But what happens? You are tempted to look at, oh, look at that. She's wearing that way. Oh, no. Even here in this church, you're checking up on people, what they wear, who are in the mass. I don't like him. I'll change mass. I'll change my mass schedule. See? How easy we lose focus on Jesus. Instead of concentrating on every prayer that we utter and unite our hearts to these prayers to honor God, we allow ourselves to look around and see, oh, she's got a nice dress. I'm going to buy that later on. See? Or for example, do you know, again, I'm talking from experience, huh? Even I, when I go to Mass, meaning not on a Sunday, sometimes on a Sunday in the Philippines, instead of concentrating on what the priest is saying, I was concentrating on how he was moving. Sometimes in the seminary, we even make fun of the priest. Like, for example, one time, we were surprised because I saw this priest say Mass for the first time. He would say, remember, the Lord be with you, right? He would say like this, the Lord be with you.
So instead of concentrating that he's giving me the Lord, I was laughing. You know? I was, look at the Lord be with you. I said, what the heck? What are you doing? Lord, please, I'm sorry. No? Even for example, again, another priest, in his time, he thought that singing was his forte, was his strength. But his voice was high pitch. Salve Regina, Mater Mei. Lord, I'm supposed to pray to the Virgin Mary here. See? I'm telling you the reality. That's why when I talk to you about losing focus, let's face it, I'm the best one that there is. I really lose focus myself. But I'm just telling you, please be aware, yes? Huh? Be aware that it is so easy to lose focus on Jesus and concentrate more on what? Pleasing people. Oh, yes. How many priests, bishops, instead of speaking against evil, speaking against immorality, speaking against abortion, what happens? They are more concerned about what? Pleasing people. And because of that, they have become politically correct. And what happens? They only say nice things and not try to convince people to avoid sin, to hate sin, to protect life, to respect life, because they are more concerned about others. Or some priests, in concentrating on preaching, they don't say mass anymore. We've had this in this person, this priest in EWTN. Priests, famous ones, good speakers. But he admitted he doesn't want to say mass. He prefers preaching. Again, why? Our source, our strength lies in Jesus alone. Not by what you know. It's all about Jesus, through him, with him, in him. So my dear friends, how about you? In my case, thanks be to God, I have my community. We try most faithfully to pray every day as a community. And as an individual, to really spend time with Jesus. I don't allow myself to be overwhelmed by your needs. I have to what? Balance it. If somebody tells me, Father, I want to talk to you. Are you dying? Not yet? Okay, later. If, especially when it's time for me to pray. Because I need to what? Replenish. I need to connect with God. Every single day. How about you? Are you more concerned about making more money or building bigger houses or being with your friends and family? Those are not bad things, remember, huh? But don't lose focus on Jesus. So once again, my dear friends, Mary has chosen the better part. Please, let us agree with what Christ wanted us to do. To do the better part. And the better part is always the reality that through him, with him, and in him, that we must live a life here on earth.